Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sunshine Offensive, a sweet hockey rom-com, is the first book in Ann Kemp's Alexandria Dominion hockey series and sits firmly in the clean sports romance category. It centers on Juliette Janelli, a single mother who has built a quiet, controlled life around her plant shop and her son after a humiliating public heartbreak at an ice hockey game. The setup uses a familiar Grumpy Sunshine framework, but the book's purpose is not to rely on high drama or explicit content. Instead, it explores how two very different people navigate trust, visibility, and emotional risk. Sawyer Stockton, an NHL player assigned to Juliette's shop through a community outreach program, brings optimism and social ease into her carefully protected world. The novel is positioned as a closed-door romance, which means its appeal comes from chemistry, banter, and gradual emotional change rather than sexual intensity. That makes it especially relevant to readers who want a heartfelt hockey romance with low spice and strong character focus. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a closed-door hockey romance built on emotional tension rather than explicit content. One of the book's most defining features is its commitment to the closed-door format. In a genre often associated with high heat, this choice shifts the emphasis toward anticipation, emotional restraint, and the gradual building of trust. The romance is designed to feel satisfying without relying on bedroom scenes, which changes how the reader experiences tension. Instead of using physical escalation as the main source of payoff, the story invests in small gestures, meaningful conversations, and the slow recognition that the other person is not what they first seemed. This structure also broadens the book's audience. Readers who avoid spice still get the familiar pleasures of romantic chemistry and conflict resolution, while fans of sports romance get the energy of an NHL setting without the usual explicit content. The result is a romance that depends on emotional credibility. The central question is not whether the couple will act on attraction, but whether they can safely lower their defenses and build something lasting. Secondly, Juliette Janelli as a grumpy heroine shaped by privacy, work, and past humiliation, Juliette is not written as a generic guarded heroine. Her caution grows out of a specific personal history, a very public heartbreak at a hockey game that taught her to avoid attention and minimize risk. That backstory matters because it explains her relationship to the world around her. She runs a plant shop, keeps a carefully managed routine, and focuses intensely on her son. These details make her character feel grounded in daily responsibility rather than romantic fantasy. Her grumpy exterior is therefore not just a personality trait, but a strategy for survival. The book uses this to create meaningful internal conflict, because Sawyer represents exactly the kind of public, visible life she has tried to avoid. Her resistance is understandable, and that makes the eventual softening more convincing. By framing her caution around shame, safety, and self-protection, the novel gives the romance emotional weight. Juliette's arc is less about being transformed by love and more about learning that vulnerability does not have to mean humiliation. Thirdly, Sawyer Stockton as a sunshine hero who challenges stereotypes about hockey players. Sawyer functions as the counterbalance to Juliette's guardedness. But the book uses him for more than simple contrast. He is portrayed as charming, patient, and unusually attentive, especially in the way he interacts with Juliette's son and the customers in her shop. That patience is important because it undermines Juliette's expectations about hockey players as loud, headline-driven, and disruptive. The novel depends on this reversal. He arrives as the kind of man she thinks she wants to avoid, yet his behavior steadily proves that her assumptions are incomplete. His community service assignment also matters thematically, because it places him in a setting where he must demonstrate character through everyday conduct, not through athletic status. This allows the romance to move beyond celebrity appeal. Sawyer's sunshine energy is not just cheerfulness. It is a narrative tool for revealing how consistent kindness can be more persuasive than instant charm. His role helps the book argue that public image and private character are not the same thing. Fourthly, the plant shop setting creates a quieter, more intimate version of the sports romance. The plant shop is more than a picturesque backdrop. It shapes the tone, pacing, and emotional rhythm of the novel. By placing the romance in a small business centered on plants, the book creates a setting associated with patience, care, and growth, which mirrors the development of the relationship. Plant care requires attention to timing and environment, and that quietly echoes the way Juliette approached Niver's life. The shop also gives the story a softer texture than the typical sports romance environment, which is often dominated by locker rooms, arenas, and public spectacle. Here, the hockey world enters a space that feels personal and contained. That contrast is part of the book's appeal, because it allows the romance to unfold in a setting where interaction feels organic rather than forced. The community aspect is equally important. Customers, neighborhood routines, and outreach work make the story feel socially embedded rather than isolated around the couple alone. This gives the romance a lived-in quality and makes the emotional stakes feel connected to everyday life. Lastly, single-parent dynamics and community involvement give the romance added depth. The presence of Juliet's 10-year-old son adds an important layer to the novel that distinguishes it from many lighter sports romances. Their relationship gives the story immediate emotional responsibility, because Juliet is not only protecting herself but also managing what kind of disruption is acceptable in her child's life. Sawyer's ease with her son becomes a meaningful test of character, not a decorative subplot. It shows whether he can fit into a real household structure rather than just a romantic fantasy. The community outreach assignment also strengthens this dimension by placing Sawyer in a role where service and accountability matter. That matters because the book is not simply asking whether the couple is attracted to each other. It is asking whether a public athlete can be trusted in a private, family-centered world. The combination of motherhood, neighborhood life, and outreach makes the romance feel relationally complex. It gives the story stakes that extend beyond personal chemistry and helps explain why readers may find the book warmer and more grounded than a standard teen bastromance. In conclusion, The Sunshine Offensive will appeal most strongly to readers who want a clean or low-spice hockey romance with emotional payoff, a protective single mother heroine, and a hero who earns trust through behavior rather than swagger. It is especially suitable for fans of grumpy sunshine pairings, closed-door romance, and stories where the central conflict comes from past hurt, not manufactured melodrama. Readers who enjoy strong domestic and community settings will likely appreciate the plant shop, the single-parent dynamic, and the emphasis on small, believable moments of connection. What makes the book stand out in its category is the way it combines sports romance conventions with a gentler, more intimate atmosphere. Many hockey romances emphasize heat, speed, or team drama. This one instead uses public visibility, emotional caution, and everyday care as its main sources of tension. That gives it a distinct identity within the genre. It offers a familiar romantic arc, but in a form that feels calmer, more family-centered, and more accessible to readers who prefer chemistry and character growth over explicit scenes. If you would like to support Anne Kemp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.